The Chavetz Chaim is telling us that not only does Lashon Hara and other types of Diburim Aisurim cause Tzaraas, physical Tzaraas, in the time of the Beit HaMikdash, even nowadays it causes a spiritual Tzaraas which goes up into the heavens and causes all kind of Bizyonis for his Nefesh up there. When it goes up, and everyone says, stay away from these Diburim, it causes tremendous Bizyonis. So you should know that there's no such a thing that a Jewish person has that insignificant act. You do say a good word, it goes up there and creates wonderful things for you. And if you say something bad, it's not that you said something bad. It caused a lot of damage for you up in Shemayim. And therefore, it's important to think twice before you say something negative or something also. There's another question. It says that the punishment for Lashon Hara is Tzaraas. The Sefer that brings it, Sefer HaKonah, that asks, everybody says some Lashon Hara, so everyone should be Mitzarayim. So it says, Hashem is another Eitzah, that only a poor person is like Tzaraas. So Rahman al-Islam, it's because speaking Lashon Hara could cause a person to live in poverty.